Who wants to start us off? Who wants to introduce?
I would probably say Gavin.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, I mean, Gavin is the main leader of the show, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's an unspoken. Yeah, it's an unspoken thing.
Oh, really? I thought you were the leader because you're the oldest.
Meaning no one has ever said that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shiny my ring is.
Oh, heck yeah.
Just got it refinished.
What size ring is that?
7.
Thank you, bro.
You want to try this?
Dang.
What's
yours? Too small.
You're an 8?
Everyone's calling me a... I'm not going to say it because I was 8.5.
I'm an 8.
Yes.
Dude. Everyone's like, a 10, 10's average for a
dude,
man.
Dude, yes. I was like, I'm an 8. And I was like 8.5. And my dad's like, no, that's a girl size.
No, everyone's got fat fingers.
And I was like, no. Like, I know Parker's a 7.
My fingers aren't really, really that fat.
No, I'm 7.5.
That's what I said.
I feel like my fingers are probably... I think this one's got to be a 6.
Yeah. You got a normal finger.
But I said Parker's like 7.5. He's like, no. Good finger. He's like, there's no way.
Yeah, thanks.
Mariah's 3.75.
This one's a 9. It's a little bit too big.
Hers had to be custom made because they didn't have anything that small.
That's crazy.
Did you get yours from Kay?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Dang. If you
guess
did,
where I got that from?
Dollar Tree.
I got that from TJ Maxx because I flushed mine down the toilet like 3 days after I got married.
You flushed it down the toilet?
That's a true story. Yeah.
How did you flush it down the toilet?
Fell off, flushed it.
Fell off, flushed it, literally.
Fell off while you were going pee?
You could say that.
Just kidding.
That's actually gross.
Were you cold?
Get that out. No, I just fell off, and it fell off while I was sitting on the toilet, and I heard it. I thought I heard it hit the ground. It was like it heard like ding ding. It sounded like it was the ground, like to my left side, and so I like flushed the toilet, and I heard like some jingling around when I flushed it. I didn't look in the. I don't look in the toilet out like before I flushed it. I just flushed it.
You don't?
No, I just flushed it.
I usually do. You gotta see.
And I heard it like. Jingling around, and I was like, just kind of stood there for a sec. I didn't tell Haley for a long time afterwards. I was trying to figure out, like,
yeah, like took a Sharpie and like drew around your finger. She wouldn't even notice you move your hand so fast all day.
So we just went to TJ Maxx and got me one for like $12.
Oh, sorry.
So
if you can help it,
I was gonna wear some rubber ones like when I'm working and stuff.
Yeah, which is what I'm gonna start doing that at work because this thing got cooked.
Oh yeah,
in a matter of months.
What is that? Is that white gold?
Yeah,
that's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
It's a few $100.
But if you get one that fits, it will never fall off your finger.
Yeah, right.
Here.
Right.
See how scratched up that is?
Yeah, this is how mine looked.
What size is that, Gavin?
8.
Nice. All
right. Also, I have the
big
thicker.
Big
like
nut.
The thicker the band,
the tighter.
You don't need to be as small. Yeah, it fits tighter.
Yeah.
So if it's a thicker band, it stays on easier.
And then, dang, yeah, gosh, I'm so angry at people for telling me that I have girl fingers. It makes me sick.
Who told you that?
Everyone that was like whenever I wanted to try one on at the stores, the only ones that they had like on display were just 10s. That was like it was what they had on display. Like, oh, you have small fingers.
Everyone's got fat fingers. That's the problem.
A bunch of fat toes. Yeah.
And did you say, okay, no, I'm not going to buy a ring from you?
Because
you said I have small fingers.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there was only
see where
so
I can
what
put
I'm
them.
Dainty. What?
Yeah, here's one small finger.
Is it small now?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, guys, let us introduce our guest.
Let us.
Gavin.
You guys, we have with us an old friend. He's 19.
But he's
known
not an
him
old
for a long
person,
time.
But he's an old friend.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Christian's known him pretty much your entire life.
His entire life, yeah.
His entire life. Not Christian's entire life. But we have Seth, also known as Spy D. On YouTube, and I think his Instagram got hacked. So
the first one did.
The first one.
But so I recently got a new Instagram.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So yeah, we got Seth is with us in the studio. So welcome, Seth.
Welcome,
thank
Seth.
You so much, man. Thanks for having me. This is my first time on a podcast ever.
Nice.
This,
how
is
are
this
you?
Your, is what? This your first podcast ever?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
He's a natural.
Yeah.
How are you liking Texas so far? You just got here a couple days ago?
I actually do like it. I'm sure it's humid as Missouri when I went to Missouri for like 3 years, but still, I'm actually loving Texas so far.
Yes.
And it's just looking like really, really cool here.
You got to tell them the story. We took Seth fishing.
Right before the pre-episode. Right
before the episode.
Yes.
Gavin's working late. The boys hanging out down by the pond. And Seth, take it away. Tell Gavin what happened down there.
Oh yeah, I caught like three fish, including the third one was actually the first time I've ever gotten that type of fish. I got like a catfish.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, huge. I have a picture, well, a couple pictures of it and a video of it on my phone. If you want me to show you the...
Yeah, you got to show me.
We'll add it on to the episode so the listeners can see too. It was massive. I was across the pond. He's like, oh, I think I got a bass. And I look over there and it's all he'd
caught before were sunfish, so they weren't as big. But
then it looked really big. And then as soon as I saw the face with the whiskers, it was a catfish.
Dang.
Yeah, like a look at this bad boy right here.
Dang, that's a good size.
Yeah, it was nice. I know, it is so freaking cool.
It took me like 30 minutes to get the hook out.
But... Yeah, Parker's got PTSD. Did you hear Parker's story about catching fish?
Yeah. I did. He did tell me about the fact that he got the hook stuck in his thumb.
Yeah, yeah. There it is.
Yeah,
and he showed me the picture of part of the hook that was in a small vial or something.
Yeah,
and he threw up everywhere.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on that pond a lot of times, Seth, and I've never caught a catfish. I've probably caught over 100 fish out of that pond.
You caught two sunfish.
Not one of them have been a catfish.
Yeah, like during one of the episodes that I saw before, like one night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like as soon as that came out midnight on one Tuesday and I was about to go to sleep and then I saw you catch a fish on recording.
Yes, on YouTube.
Yes.
I forgot about that, dude. That was a good episode.
You got to get back out there.
It was
good.
I mean, I haven't seen the whole thing, but that fish cache was the highlight.
It was the best part. Yeah. You don't even need to look
at it. First couple minutes, don't even need to bother with the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty epic. We're doing our intro. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want
to
grab me?
Me and Seth got back to Texas at about the same time.
Oh, yeah. We flew in the fridge, if you can open it.
What are you looking for?
I'm having him grab
me. I can't.
It's behind me. It's fine. I'm good.
Literally,
it's impossible.
Put my chair up against the fridge. Yeah.
Why don't you bring some DP?
We scooted the seats a bit so that I can probably find a room over there to record. Yeah. But technically, Gavin placed me over here. So
it's a tight squeeze.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty tight squeeze, but I made it like a squeeze in.
Yeah. No, I can't get anything out of there.
Okay. Oh well.
Yeah, it's fine.
I asked ChatGPT, I told it a little bit about our situation we got going on here.
Uh-huh.
I asked it to give me some interview questions for Seth. So I'm going to hide my screen so you guys can have any little peeksies. Actually, I'll just unplug it. The first question we got for you, it gave me 20 questions.
Oh,
I asked
goodness.
For just a couple.
Oh, God.
But I basically just explained... I got a podcast. We do a comedy podcast, and we have our friend Seth coming on, and he makes Fortnite and other YouTube or gaming stuff for his YouTube channel. So the first question I wanted to ask you was, if Fortnite was real life, how long would you survive? Oh, and be honest.
If Fortnite was real life, how long would I survive? If it's like a zero build, I would probably prefer at least about 40 minutes, because I definitely had a ton of experience playing Fortnite before Zero Bill came out. I played a Fortnite for past 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since Zero Bill came out, I was terrible at it at first because I was used to building. But in Chapter 4, I got more used to Zero Build, and now my aim pretty much improved, and I learned a ton of skills on Zero Build.
Yeah.
Do
you have good aim in real life?
Pretty good, yeah.
Good.
We're putting in real life. How long are you surviving?
In real life, he said 40
minutes. Only 40 minutes?
Yeah, 40 minutes.
How many people would be left?
How many after people 40 would minutes? Be left?
In real life, it put 100 real people on an island. Last one standing wins. What place would you get? Would you get 100th place? Would you get first place?
It probably depends on where I drop. That's I would true. Probably... my best true. Strategy to get a better placement is a land of not at a hot drop, but somewhere like close to it, just probably have two people land next to me.
Mm.
And then I would probably depends on how long I survive. I would probably get somewhere between 10th and 4th place.
Nice.
Okay. That's pretty good.
But
you still die.
So. Yeah, I would still die, but at least I would get a better placement.
Hey, that's true.
It did say be honest, and I think he was.
Yeah. That's the honest thing. So,
That'd be insane if that was real life, though.
I feel like they've done that.
Imagine.
But haven't they done that?
I don't know. There's a book about it.
Oh, yeah.
This actually reminds me of, like, since you came up with that topic, like, Fortnite in real life, that reminds me of, like, when I used to watch a couple of the Hunger Games movies.
Oh, yeah.
Good movies?
Yeah. I haven't seen all of them, but they're good movies.
We could turn that into something, like, if they're going to, like, if maybe someone's death sentenced. They used to do that, like Gladiators and stuff. It's like someone that's...
I've never seen Gladiators.
Well, not the movie Gladiators, but like real life Gladiators.
Back in.
Like when they had real gladiators. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to be like, well, you're donezo anyways, so should just make a movie about have that. Some fun at least. We could, I mean, we could...
Bring that back.
There's so many movies about that. There's like... Hunger so Games.
They got to make a Fortnite movie. After making a Minecraft movie.
There have been like a, like some people like talking about the Fortnite movie. Mm-hmm. Like there might have been like a podcast that has probably mentioned a Fortnite movie, or maybe like a ex Epic Games employee that probably mentioned it or something.
Yeah.
I remember like hearing a little bit about it when I was watching the channel called Top 5 Gaming.
Nice. Yeah, we're now the second podcast to talk about the Fortnite movie.
Let's go.
Or maybe we could be somewhere in the top 10.
I think so.
That's
maybe
true.
The best one though.
Yeah.
Most entertaining.
Mm. What else is on there?
The second one is, what's the dumbest way you've ever died in the game?
Dumbest way I've ever died in the game? Oh, probably like a... It was probably like during like chapter 6 of Fortnite. Like it recently came out. And I wasn't used to the chapter 6 mechanics. And I was like on top of a cliff. And I was trying to climb up a wall. I climbed up the wall, but I couldn't mantle on it. And I accidentally like... moved backwards, accidentally rolled off, and then fell to my death. That was like pretty stupid.
I remember like right when the game first came out, or right when I was first playing, we were building a little sky base, and Gavin was watching me play, and he was like, "Oh, you should throw a grenade back on the back on the build." I don't know why I did that, but I did it. Huh?
He listens to.
And I listened and. Blew us up, and we all fell to our death.
That's not even like a game thing. That's like, come on.
That's the dumbest way I ever died, though.
Pretty dumb. That's true.
I have never done that whenever doing a Skybase play.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
I used to only do Skybase because I was afraid of being on the ground.
Yeah, but unless you have like a jetpack or like a, or if you like throw an impulse or a shockwave at the right time.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that. That's impressive.
Yeah, I've actually done that once in a creative game. It was sick. It was in a Zone Wars game.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah,
like right as the build broke, I threw it, and then I dropped, and then the shockwave landed right before, and then I just saved myself.
Dang.
Yeah, that was in like a Cypher PK's map called Rocket Wars. It was basically like a, it was kind of like Zone Wars, but except like, it was like during the time when Creative 2.0 came out, and Cypher and Superjoy Studios like created this map like a. Like it's just like team of like a like four colors: purple, yellow, red, and green, and they each have like rockets on them, and you're in space, but there's like no zero gravity unless you get like a unless you like spin the wheel and you get like a like low gravity, and then you could possibly like earn enough I wouldn't say like earn coins to like do that, but you would just have to play the game the mode for like a like. About like 30 to like 45 minutes to get like the best chest, and then you could get whatever's out of it.
Yeah, that would be fun. What's your next question, Park?
There was this one says, "Did you ever record something and realize your mic wasn't on, and how bad did you cry?" Is the follow up question.
I have never actually like experienced that, but I one time like when I got my first like a streaming microphone, kind of like your guys' microphones, but except that like I was like streaming on console at the time, and I thought like my mic plugged into the console, and I thought it would work, but then I realized that it does not work for that mic. It only works for like my headset mic. So I had to like stream from the headset mic. And I decided to wait until I like get a computer so that I can finally use that mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Classic.
What made you want to start posting in the first place?
Since I heard a lot about like Fortnite content creators, like I first started off on like Top 5 Gaming when it shows like compilations of like unlucky or like lucky like Fortnite moments, and it shows like a lot of streamers, including like CourageJD, CypherPK, Nick Mercs, Ninja, Typical Gamer, and a bunch of others. There's even like a bunch of others that was from like different regions. And the moments were like awesome. Like when I watched the most epic moments in like each of those seasons.
Yeah.
And I also watched the 40 unluckiest moments in chapter 3 season 2, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was like the very first time that was like one of the first times that I've ever like watched Fortnite videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. What was the kind of going off the rails of the questions
that Parker created? Oh my gosh, Gavin.
But you this is your senior trip that you're on right now, right?
Yes, 100%.
And you just before this, you went to Disneyland. What was the best ride in Disneyland?
Oh, I would probably say it's probably a tie between the Riders of the Resistance and Hyperspace Mountain.
Is Hyperspace Mountain, it's in all in the dark, basically, right?
Yeah, it's like all in the dark and you're in space and you're literally on the roller coaster that is basically the X-Wing. And you're just like going extremely fast and you can't see anything. Mm-hmm. So there's like unexpected turns, yeah, drops.
Like, oh, is that like Star Wars themed Space Mountain?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I said like Hyperspace Mountain.
Yeah, gotcha.
Parker and I went on a trip to Florida a couple years ago. And when we were there, of course, Florida has kind of crazy thunderstorms like Texas does. So all the rides got shut down except for Hyperspace Mountain. And so a bunch of people had left the park. It was pretty late at that point. But we just got on the ride, walked all the way. Like, it's a pretty long, decent trek to get up to the front. But there was just nobody there. So we just kept going on the ride. I think we went on it like 8 times in a row.
Oh, yeah.
8 times awesome. In a row. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's actually a super fun roller coaster, though.
Yeah, oh, it great. Is.
I went on it once.
The amount of times I went on it was like probably like 3 times.
Yeah, that's solid.
Or no, actually, no, just 2.
Yeah. There's a... I'm a big roller coaster guy, so we...
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
We went to Six Flags for Hayden's... to celebrate Hayden's birthday last Saturday. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we talked about that for 20 minutes on the episode.
Dang it. Oh,
that's wow. Embarrassing.
But we didn't. We only went on 2 roller coasters.
What?
Yeah.
I've never been to was Six Flags,
super
but,
packed?
No. I mean, it was packed, but Hayden just didn't want to go on the one with the loop, which makes sense. I mean, that's fine.
Scared.
But then doesn't really like roller coasters, I guess.
But chose Six Flags for birthday.
Oh,
but
it was her birthday?
Yeah.
Oh. Did she go on some and then realize she didn't like him? Or did she
no,
go
she didn't
like
want to go on the one in the loop. And the lines were honestly pretty long. Six Flags, don't go. It's not that fun, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Unless you're going with a group of
Gavin.
A ton of people that are like, okay, we're going to hit all of them. Because we were jumping around, but the lines were pretty long.
Oh.
A bunch of rides shut down as we were in line.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of them were just closed for whatever reason. And we ended up going on Titan, which is one of the, like, it's a pretty fast, pretty crazy roller coaster. We got Hayden to go on that one. And
she loved it.
She maybe liked it afterwards, but she's not loving it in the moment.
Really?
Like, as you start out, you go are climbing up classic roller coaster. You're climbing up this incline.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the first 4 carts tip over the edge and then just shoot down and then start going crazy fast. And I think the tears, if she was crying, got dried by the wind.
Yeah.
So, it's a fun roller coaster, though.
Yeah, I haven't been on a roller coaster in, like, 10 years.
Weren't you guys going to go to Disneyland?
Yeah, we were going to if we drove.
Or Disney World.
We ended up flying, so we didn't go that far north. So we just flew straight to Miami and then went to the Keys.
Yeah, how was it?
It was great. The Keys were awesome. It was, we were in Marathon, which is, like, halfway between, like, the mainland and Key West.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit farther towards Key West, but... it was awesome. I didn't like Key West as much as Marathon. Marathon, I think it was just because of the, like, we were on our honeymoon, so it wasn't like, let's just go do a bunch of activities. We were just hanging out, and it was just more relaxing because, you know, wedding season is, like, nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just hanging out. We did a lot of swimming, went to the beach. There was, like, some hikes that we did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Marathon is more, like, nature-esque, more right. so than, like, commercialized. Key West was really cool. They have a really nice, like, downtown area.
Yeah.
There's, like, Old Town and New Town. Old Town is, like, tourist kind of. It's really neat, but it's just so busy. And it was, like, so hot. And chickens running around everywhere.
Oh.
Iguanas.
I'm curious
Iguanas.
What the listeners yeah. what their experience is with
what
it.
What is your experience?
You were saying Haley didn't really like the water or the ocean.
Yeah, Haley's not a big ocean person.
Mariah doesn't like it either. And Hannah's not a big fan either. So.
Also, my mom doesn't like the ocean that much.
Yeah, I hate the ocean so much, dang including it, the beach.
Seth, are you a girl?
What?
No, I just hate the ocean because you literally just can't see underneath you.
That's Seth true. I don't like that part about it.
Yeah, and I don't like the beach that much because the sand is just so rashy because like last time I went to the beach with my family and I got a rash on like both of my thighs.
Nice. I think that just kind of happens. I get that too.
Yeah. I know. It's just so bad.
Yeah. It's so uncomfortable. It's not very fun. You got to go... Because, yeah, Oregon coast or the West Coast, the ocean is freezing and you cannot see anything. Florida, you can kind of see through the water. It's pretty transparent in some spots.
And yeah, have you been to, like, warm beaches before?
I have never been on warm beaches.
There you go.
There it is.
Yeah, one of the times I was on the Oregon coast with a lot of family and the water was, like way, like, below freezing.
Yeah, that's not very pleasant of a beach experience.
And after like literally just like 10 minutes of being in the water, all of my like legs, including my hips, were numb.
all of your legs.
Just like frozen.
Yeah, Oregon Beach isn't as fun. I still go out there sometimes and jump in the waves if I'm really feeling it, but
yeah,
Oregon Beach isn't as good. When you get to Florida, like where we were in the Keys, it's like clear blue water. Like you're walking around like 5 feet and you can see your feet.
It's my favorite part about the beach, seeing all the feet down there.
And I got some goggles. It was mostly just like me. I don't know. Haley did spend some time out there.
It was just mostly me on vacation.
It was Haley a lot of like there. Haley tanning and me
playing
with my goggles and stuff.
Yeah. I keep saying this, but Christian, I've never seen Christian this tan before.
I know.
Gosh, it's kind of
working outside now, going to Florida.
Yeah.
I had a good foundation from working outside instead of in an office. And then the just really set it over the
edge. Just
Haley didn't really look that much different. I feel like
no, not really. She got burnt pretty bad, worse than me.
Oh, so her skin peeled off.
Yep. Yeah.
There it goes.
Shed a layer. Oh. Yeah. Seth, so you've known about the Gas Boys for a long time.
Yes, 100%. Ever since like my brother's first introduced me to you guys. Like the first time I was like hearing your guys' podcast. It was on Spotify before you started out on YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
It
was an OG.
Before the videos. The first 50 episodes. Or no, the first
42?
42 episodes.
Probably about like 42 or something. But,
yeah, okay.
But still, I remember like... I remember when a dad told... I mean, Isaac and Sam told me about this. Like since you had like a hot sparkling water like as your sponsor. And Isaac told me the one thing that would let me into the Gas Boys podcast studio with you guys is to drink an AHA sparkling water.
Did true. You do it?
No, I did not because I don't like sparkling water.
You know what? They actually went out of business, so we're fine.
Yeah. Oh, probably because you didn't drink any of them.
Yeah.
They needed you to keep them afloat.
Well, I don't even like any sparkling water. It's just that the smell is accurate to the flavor, but the flavor when you taste it, oh my God, it's just so bad.
That's true.
It took me a while to get on to it.
That is true.
I just had to keep...
Yeah, I had to force myself. It took me one trip with it was with your family when we went camping.
Only sparkling water.
And it was only sparkling water there, and it was so hot, and so I just had to... And it started, I only liked the watermelon flavor, and then I started expanding a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I just drink any of them.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say that you would just like grab a can and open it and just like just dump it on you if it says you're hot.
Yeah, that too.
It's so warm. It's a different feeling showering with sparkling water than regular. Oh,
yes, that's true.
Bubbles everywhere.
Yeah. What is your favorite thing about the Gas Boys and who is your favorite Gas Boy?
Oh, God.
I know you have an answer. No. I know you have a favorite brother, and you told us earlier, but...
Well, I didn't say I have a favorite brother. I told you, like, two things that, like, tied in between them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
like,
just, we're
messing. Samuel's the one that is, like, tall, and he would beat me in a fight because he, like, works out. And And Isaac, it's just funny.
Yeah,
that's true.
There you go.
He's
boys.
Like the funniest one.
Yeah, funny looking.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Yeah, Isaac, if you're seeing this, just don't take offense from that, please.
Yeah, seriously, do not Isaac. Get offended, Isaac. Come on. Relax.
Isaac gets offended pretty
easily.
It's
a comedy podcast.
Yeah, seriously, it's a comedy Isaac. Podcast
called
for sure.
Dark humor, Isaac. Deal with it.
Yeah, liberal. Sorry, liberals.
He did say he was impressed with how much awesome content we can put out from such a small room.
Thank you. Yeah. What did you do your tour video?
Oh, I was going to like do the tour video, I thought it was gonna be like a whole building where it's just gonna be like
Dude Perfect or something.
Yeah, but not like Dude Perfect big, but at least just like a small like it's building that is just as big as like a regular house, and it would have like a gaming room for three of you, and it would have like a this room, which is the podcast room.
I mean, we can build a gaming room.
You should definitely try that. Let me just say this. I told you guys this off camera. I asked you guys if you like thought about starting your own gaming channel. And
oh yeah, you did ask me that.
And I asked Parker this like while we were in the car, and he said that you guys did think about that, but it would probably take different varieties of games.
Yeah.
And maybe some doing game challenges that involve just three of you, or if you want a special guest, you would probably include me.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah. We should start a gaming channel.
It would only be PUBG.
It would only be PUBG.
It would only be PUBG. You got to do variety games.
People would love to watch our custom matches. Oh, that would be so fun.
We only do PUBG.
Custom matches would be so
fun. Or if you want to do like a different challenge on a different game, just probably do a like 1v3 on like Zero Bill, just like me against you three.
Oh, we would.
I think I would beat you, Seth.
No, I would smoke you. I would smoke you.
Seth,
I think I'd beat you in a 1v1, Seth.
I mean, you're
with
you're
one arm and
on
one leg.
Keyboard, so.
But I have to be on Xbox for the. I'd have to be on Xbox for the what we're doing. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
That way, it's all fair.
I think.
No, or actually, I could just like join the Discord.
All right, I think we're going to have to do that.
That would be awesome.
Here in the near future, and we'll just battle you.
Yeah, 100%.
3v1.
And like,
let's do it right now.
No, you just gotta have the right stuff in this building for it to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gotta be.
He was saying before you guys got on here, he was like, "Well, I was gonna do like a YouTube video of the tour, but maybe I'll just do like an Instagram thing. This is pretty small."
Yes.
Man, roasted.
It's cool.
Yeah, but I'll at least like tag the Gas Boys.
Yeah, okay, you asked me before. You said you were gonna ask me on the podcast how much it costs to build this place. How much do you think it costs to build this place?
I would probably say it depends on the room. I would probably say $600.
That's
like
pretty good.
That.
Close.
You're pretty close.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not including all this equipment.
Just the room and the AC.
Yeah, the room and the AC. Yeah.
It was, I think it was a little
and,
over 700.
You can't forget about the electricity, too.
Yeah. Electricity is free.
It just comes from the sky.
I just pay for it from, it's connected to my house.
Oh.
So I just pay for it.
But how close was I, though?
You were within $150.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
And it's Price is Right rules, so you were under, so that's good.
So you win. Wow. Wait, $750?
Yeah, to build this whole room.
That means you can stay here and you get a studio.
Yeah, not including my labor, but...
Wait, does it include that deer mount right next to you?
That was mine.
That's priceless.
Oh.
I shot
this
that.
This is priceless, too.
In Colorado.
This is priceless.
Oh, you shot that deer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on a hunting trip with my old boss and one of my best friends who I worked with.
Anyway, I just noticed that Parker forgot to ask the fifth
Not
question.
Them.
Fifth question. Let's see.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
I'm trying not to chew.
Oh, eating away from the mic.
I asked you, who's your favorite gas boy?
Oh, God.
Do not avoid the question, Seth.
What, maybe the guy that like helped you with when you were fishing and stuff.
I'm
and
not exactly that, like, used to like picking a lot of favorites, favorite people that
Seth,
I know.
Seth, we go way back.
Yeah. He and I do go way back.
We FaceTime.
But we go way forward.
Yeah, like I used to Instagram FaceTime you once.
I know. No, you FaceTime me like at least five times.
Five times? Wait, what? When?
A couple times in Oregon. A couple times, like three times at least here in Texas. Twice when Hannah and I got married.
Well, no, not three times. I tried one time.
No. Like, twice here.
Something's
in this
not
house,
adding up.
And then once at my parents' house. I remember.
He's calling you a liar and he wants to be your favorite.
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite. I think I just love all of you the same.
Okay, good deal. Beautiful.
Yeah,
good deal. That's
beautiful. Okay, what's the next question?
Next question.
If you had to choose one gas boy to be your favorite.
And you had to, because otherwise it's in the Fortnite drop, you're going to be 100 out of 100.
If you had to choose one gas boy, that's your least favorite.
Who's your dream collab? Gaming or otherwise?
Oh, better be the gas boys.
Other than the gas boys.
Other than us.
Yeah,
course.
Other than you guys. I would probably say my dream collab would probably ever since I started watching like Fortnite videos, I used to be getting into ninjas videos, but then ever since Cypher PK, who is pretty much the most popular Fortnite YouTuber at this point, he got his own icon skin in Chapter 3 Season 4. It was a good season though, but I wanted to be part of his Oni Studios ever since I heard about it, because this is basically a haven for content creators.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
That sounds nice.
That would be cool.
Yeah, you have to be a Fortnite content creator?
This feels kind of like a haven for content creators.
Too small to be a haven.
Yeah. Gets too hot.
Oh, no. If you went to Oni Studios, it's pretty much over 20,000 square feet.
Let's pull it up here.
This is about 80.
80 square feet?
Yeah. It's 8 by 10.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
80 square feet or 20,000 square feet? You choose.
I mean, if you're picking in between those, I would probably say 12,000.
This looks pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Now, do you have to be a Fortnite creator in order to be part of it?
Oni Studios right there, run by Ali Cypher PK Hassan and his wife Danielle.
Huh.
Ali Hassan, is that his full name?
Yes. Well, gotcha. I don't know his middle name, but Ali Hassan is his name.
Nice. Huh, that's cool.
And
nice.
His amount of subscribers is 10.5 million subscribers, I think. Yeah, he reached 10 million months ago.
Dang. 10 million? Impressive.
Yeah, 10 million. And I saw this post on YouTube of him getting his diamond play button.
That'd be nice for us to get our dirt plated YouTube play button.
Or maybe just install a shell for these.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
If I install a shelf, it'll just appear, right?
Yeah.
YouTube will have to send us one.
We'll send it over. Can we join the studios, or is it only for Fortnite players?
You can apply to the studio as a content creator.
Do you think we would get in?
You possibly could.
Me?
You can be honest.
Yeah, any of you could.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, this is a haven for content creators, so any of you can be in, or all of you.
Okay. What do you think should be our next big Gas Boys thing? That's not just the podcast video. What should be our next big thing we do and we film it?
Ooh, God. I would probably say if you're – I know I mentioned the gaming one, but what if you did some IRL stuff instead, hosting your own big events?
That's true.
Uh-huh. And if you could, you could possibly bring in some of your subscribers for your big event for something, whether it's paintball or something else.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, like a paintball tournament, airsoft tournament,
subscriber paintball would be sick.
We could do a celebration of 250 subscribers.
What are we at?
Actually, even better, celebration of 1,000.
That is
ooh,
better.
It'll take a minute.
We just gotta start doing shorts. We don't have.
You're gonna
shorts.
Have to shout us out on your YouTube channel. That way we can get some more subs.
245 subs.
Yeah, we have 245. He has 600 and
our
something.
Video to subscriber ratio is getting razor thin.
Yeah.
What?
I said our video to subscriber ratio is getting very thin.
Yeah, 245, 143 videos, and that's actually a great amount of subscribers for a small podcast like this
one. Thank you. How many subscribers do you have, Seth?
657.
Yeah, by he's got far. Us tripled almost.
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be at a 666 or 667, but months went by and I started dropping down
people unsubscribe.
I feel like I haven't seen you post in a while.
Yeah, I dropped down just by 8. But it's totally fine. I will eventually make more quality content for my fans and hopefully make some stuff that is entertaining for them.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Gotta be entertaining.
If this was your studio, this is your gaming studio, what would you, how would your setup look?
I would probably say if you're like making some high quality, it would probably take about 3 or 4 monitors. Yeah. And you would just have like 2 PCs, like one for streaming, one for gaming. Okay. And you could just choose a different variety of games, and I would also be streaming in this room.
Yeah. Start off by tearing all this down and
At least leave the soundproof panels so if I could buy more soundproof panels, I would put them some of the walls. If I ever own my own place, I would do that.
Yeah, that's true. They're useful.
It's a must. I went to this customer's house the other day. He had a giant room upstairs from his garage, and he had dozens of guitars in there and a whole recording setup. It was crazy.
Acoustic or electric?
Both.
Acoustic and 6 electric?
It was 20 something electrics and then a couple acoustics.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What? No, nothing.
You play an instrument, right?
You
drum?
I actually used to, but not anymore. I just go by vocals now.
We're listening to some music on the way here because he's a big Kid Laroi and Juice WRLD fan.
Yes.
And he was singing along to him actually very well.
You had a good voice?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Isaac did tell me that I have a very good voice. I mean, sometimes when I when nobody's around because I'm nervous about singing around people or in front of people, I would just sing as loud as I could for the one song that I could possibly sing. And I could tell whether my pitch is too high or just a little bit too low or something. And I would just find a different way to change it. And I would just and I would also learn from you've seen these Juice WRLD videos where he's on a live stage or something, and he's singing and rapping at the same time while his songs play, and there's rock music playing in the background.
Yes.
I've actually seen a couple of these one of them, he was it was best Juice WRLD performances live, and one of them was when he was having rock music in the background, and he was singing this song called "Lean With Me." And
Gavin loves that song.
Gavin loves that song.
Were you actually
"Lean With Me"?
Yeah, I mean, "Lean With Me" is probably about my top 7 favorite Juice WRLD songs of all time.
Wow. Is it number 7, perhaps?
No, probably number 6.
Okay.
But I told Parker this off camera that my favorite Juice WRLD song is "Legends."
Yeah, and then we listened to it. I'd never heard it before. It's
really
pretty good.
What's the chorus go?
I usually have an answer to the question, but this time I'm going to be quiet.
Yep.
This time.
I have heard that one.
Yeah, that one.
I have heard that one. It's good.
I feel like you do his voice pretty well, too.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, man. Yeah, when I was a kid, I actually used to do like a ton of impressions of like animated characters.
Oh, and, yeah.
And some real life characters from other real life series or movies too.
Mm. How come you quit drumming?
It's because ever since I moved to Missouri, after a couple years of drumming, I just felt like it, I just can't drum without my teacher. Me and my teacher just always did really well just drumming together at the same time. Just when I was picking songs I forgot what song this was, but it was by Torrin Wells, and obviously it's not Echo, but I think it was very it's also with Capital Kings as well.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was a song that we probably did a little better at, but I also remember playing Sunflower for one of our jams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Do you think you'd ever pick drums back up again? Because I remember listening to videos or seeing videos of you play, and you're good.
Yeah, I remember seeing the videos of it on my mom's phone. Yeah, those were such good times.
Yeah.
I probably did like a little better on either "Life Is a Highway" or "Sunflower."
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Those are good songs.
Yeah, let's move on to the 6th question.
Mm-hmm. 6th question. Let's see what we got here.
Is that?
Hmm. I'm just trying to. There's a lot of fluff in here, really.
Like, yeah, it's okay, man.
A lot of bad questions on there.
What's more important, aim, strategy, or how good your trash talk is?
Sorry. Repeat that again.
It was kind of a garbage question.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
What about? Let's see.
Well, we were talking about music on the way here, and he said he feels like inspired to be a rapper.
Yes, 100%, but
we were talking about like if he had freestyled at all or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm obviously not as good as Juice in freestyles.
Not yet.
My throat is sore. I mean, dry. Just
him and I are kind of in the same boat where we'll like think of what we want to say, but then we just can't say it.
Yeah, I mean, Juice WRLD literally just raps and freestyles like whatever's on his mind, and he just like turns them into like hour long freestyles. It's like he's just better than Eminem, even though he's extremely young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he was extremely young.
Yeah,
no longer with us.
Yeah, he started getting popular when he was 19. Like ever since Lucid Dreams.
Yeah, we don't have Juice WRLD, but we have Gavin.
Yeah, we do. But either way, we still have like Juice WRLD's music.
Should we drop a beat for him?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like a
are you or, freestyle.
You can either beatbox or I can play this.
I think you need to freestyle. You have to do a Juice WRLD type beat.
Juice WRLD beats are weird.
Oh.
I would probably have to think about it a little bit before I start doing it.
Okay, that's the whole point of a freestyle. Whatever comes to the dome. Gavin will go first.
Okay, I'll try to hop in too, and it's gonna you'll probably do better than I do.
Okay, yeah.
What's up with the art on there?
He loves to do crazy art.
Oh yeah,
it's our favorite producer.
All right, Gavin will go first. Gavin will go first.
Okay.
Seth in the stew. Walking with the boys. Catching catfish. Ain't got no toys. He don't play around. He's gaming so hard. Fortnite drop real life. He's going hard.
Dropping in the Fortnite island. Don't fall asleep. I can't close my eyelids. Pick up a gold scar. Me and the boys going hard. We're placing in the top five. We're not gonna ever die.
Okay, you ready?
Seth on the beat. Bringing some heat. Keep him off his feet.
Ooh.
The word on the street
is Seth can spit some heat.
Guess boys with the red ball. They want to be sponsored.
That's true.
And we talking all day.
Ooh.
Talking about Juice and X. And Lil Peep. Talking about drinks. Talking about Aha and Red Bull. We can talk about gaming all day. We gonna be talking about reading too. We talk about looking screen too. Okay, I think that's good.
Oh, yeah. Man, that was
Gavin, bring it home.
Yeah, that's actually like my first time freestyling.
that was good for your first time. I mean, that is.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
That's fire. I was locked in.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of felt like I was like not locked in at first.
Well, you know, it takes a second to find it, and once you find it, then you just gotta follow it.
Yeah, I just gotta get like the Juice WRLD flow, and maybe I might get it.
That's true. All right, we need one more beat. We need to run it back.
Oh boy.
Let's hop in that DaBaby.
Oh, this is a classic. It's
Old Faithful.
DaBaby type beat.
Ooh.
Gas boys in the studio cleaning up those sheets.
Why are the sheets dirty?
Why are the sheets dirty, Gav? Tell us.
Been sweating all day, working all these dirty bathrooms.
Yeah.
I had something else, but I didn't keep it. It changed too fast.
Dirty bathrooms. Me and the boys with the crew in the dirty bathroom.
We bring me a broom.
Been so sad. Getting gloomy.
I had something in my head, like, with the debate, saying DaBaby.
Oh.
But I just, sometimes my mind goes faster than my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, Seth's about to go in, I can tell.
Here we go.
Are you feeling it?
RIP to both of them, including Peep. Me and the guest boys pulling up. We gonna be talking about gaming, yeah. Ooh. Fortnite, a PUBG, yeah. We gonna be fishing as well. Catching Ooh. Catfish and sunfish and in bass mouth. That's in largemouth bass and trout. Yeah, trout with all the rainbow. And we talk about everything else all day. We gonna be talking about starting channels. We gonna be talking about everything in the background, including sound for panels, including birds are real flags with the deer mount and the guest boys podcast logo.
Let's go.
We're gonna be talking about everything, including clocks. We're gonna be talking about everything, including
clocks. Including clocks. He wanted to say. I knew he wanted to say. Yeah.
He's like, oh, we're gonna get censored.
Dang it! Seth is better at freestyle than all of us.
Okay, I think that's good.
That was awesome.
Part of me thinks he was naming the items in the room, but I don't really know. Your flow is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the thing. I just love hip hop so much because I just feel the really good flow.
Oh, it's so yeah. That was good. We all just do the same thing. We're like,
dang it, yeah. Why are we all so bad?
No. But you were just going.
Well, because you were doing it. You were faster than all of us. All of us are afraid to do it fast. We're like, but you just go all in.
Yeah, I just learned a little bit from Juice's freestyle. Gosh. Just a bit.
Dang. I did some studying.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, we got outclassed.
Yeah. That was awesome. Anyway, that was awesome. What's the sixth question?
That was gonna get me hype though.
Sixth question is, can you do that again? That was awesome.
Probably not because if I do it again, I might like lose my breath like more than like 3 times within like probably like 10 words.
Yeah, yeah, might run out of things in the room.
Yeah, run out of things outside of the room as well.
That's a good idea though, because it flowed well. Just like, oh, we got
yeah,
birds aren't real. Red Bull cans. Thomas Kincaid on the wall. Deer on the wall. Logo on the wall. About to make it fall.
Okay, I didn't think about the fall part, but
yeah, and then you rhyme wall with something else.
Yeah,
Gavin's so small.
I talked about so many items, I just didn't think about rhyming.
Yeah,
could have roasted us. Just been like, all these things on the wall. Gas boy stew so small.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys suck,
Gavin.
That's rude.
That is rude.
That's too far.
Seth would not have said that. He'd never say that.
That was awesome.
Anyway, what's the sixth question?
Let's see. Did you ever rage so hard you consider deleting your whole YouTube channel?
I have raged before, but not for deleting my channel.
I don't think ChatGPT understands gamer rage.
No.
Yeah. I don't think you'd lose a game and be like, I'm going to go.
I mean, one time, it was like,
delete something.
It was like months ago now. And it was like when I was like playing the Elden Ring DLC, and it was during when Isaac and Sam was at my house. And,
oh, yeah.
And I was messing with this like one boss, but it was like this guy on like some huge warthog type of thing. But Samuel was literally messing with me while I was like dying, and I was talking about like some of the issues, and Samuel just got me insanely angry, and I literally just like punched my like 35 screen TV in a crack in the middle.
No.
Luckily, we had an extra screen.
Were you more angry at the game or at Samuel?
I was kind of angry at both.
Yeah. Did you want to punch him? Good thing you didn't punch him.
No, I just wanted to like push him out of the room so he wouldn't mess with me.
Yeah, you would have cracked his sternum like you cracked that screen.
Uh-huh.
How long? Ever have? Nah, that's stupid.
Yeah, I get a bit mad sometimes, but it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
You were like, okay,
what I is?
Need to calm down a little.
Yeah, but the only times if I ever get mad is if I like just like keep getting chased on by a bunch of people that just are just thirsty for me in Fortnite. Or if I like just get them, I would just probably just like teabag them or something.
Hey, family friendly on this channel.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
family
friendly, yeah.
I would beep them.
Oh my goodness. That might be worse.
What are you gonna say?
What is the best gaming snack? What's the best snack to have while you're gaming?
Ooh, gosh. I would probably say the best like gaming snack, if you're talking like a like fruity candy, I would probably say Skittles Wildberry.
Yeah.
Oh, you like the Wildberry Skittles?
Wildberry. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Good. I haven't really gotten down on those much.
Yeah. Anyway, I just remember like as soon as right as I said the T word, I just like I should have said like kept crouching up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I mean, I just said that word because that was just the definition of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's We've said much worse.
Yeah.
I think my go-to snack is Cheez-Its.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's kind of unpleasant for anyone else in your party.
You always mute the mic, you little flip though.
I don't mute the mic and say like bad words. I just never mute it.
No,
I don't say bad words though.
No,
but when you do, you mute your mic.
No, I don't mute my mic and I don't say it.
Yeah,
I just say frick or something.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, that's okay. True.
That's good.
Like I was saying, like I mute my mic when I'm chewing on Cheez-Its.
So that your friends in the party would hear the crunching.
Yeah, they don't like it so much. They usually ask me, "You eating Cheez-Its right now?" Yeah,
you're eating Cheez-Its, yeah. or like Doritos or Lay's.
Yeah,
or Ruffles.
Yeah, they're like, what
or
do you
corn
eat?
Nuts.
Or, oh man, that was yeah. So funny.
Corn nuts are bad.
Yeah, what's the seventh question?
I think that's all. I mean.
The rest of them are kind of bad. There are 20 of them in here, and I kind of picked the best ones.
I would like
ones.
To hear them, though.
More clout. 1 million YouTube subs are being cracked at Fortnite. Which ones gives you more clout?
1 million YouTube subs were being cracked at Fortnite?
1 million YouTube subs, probably.
You make some money that way.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I would...
Would you rather have...
I would have 1 million subs just so, like, I just don't care about, like, how many views. I'm not, like, the Jack Doherty of this situation.
Oh, no. That's true. You do not want to be the Jack Doherty of the situation.
No.
Yeah.
Would you rather have $100,000 or Renegade Raider?
Renegade Raider? I already have Renegade Raider.
Oh, really?
But not like, since the first day I got it. It was released from the...
What is Renegade Raider?
It was released in the shop a month ago.
They brought it back. It's not as valuable anymore.
Not as valuable. I definitely, like bought all of the cosmetics that were in the shop.
Yeah, I remember when Skull Trooper came back. So lame.
I still don't have Skull Trooper yet, but I'm hoping to get them.
Would you rather have $100,000 or Skull Trooper?
I would say Skull Trooper.
Really? Over $100,000 real dollars.
You could buy a real house.
Yeah, money means more house. When you earn it.
That's true, actually.
That's actually true.
Oh, that's actually think about true. That.
So gambling is bad, probably.
Yeah, gambling's not bad. I mean,
Isaac.
I mean, sometimes the gambling content is good, kind of like a like Tin to Tan Man, Marcel, Courage, and Ninja, like playing Uno and just like betting 20 subs on the winner.
High stakes.
At
Uno.
My bachelor party, Isaac and Samuel were gambling.
Oh, really? How much were you betting?
We spanked them, though.
Spanked
them. It was crazy, though. Isaac walked in with like $11 and he left with 100 or something.
God.
Both of them. They both walked in with no money and they all left.
With
Samuel had like 60 bucks and Isaac had like 200.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was nuts.
So Isaac was basically the Tin to Tan Man of this whole thing. Like, Tin to Tan Man won like $5,000 in Uno and Isaac got 200.
We were calling him Isaac the Tap Man the whole time.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. That's
I did the opposite.
Cool.
I walked in with $200 and I left with $11.
Oh, God.
It was
but
not
how much
as good.
How much were you betting for each game?
Probably like
change.
Just a few cents.
Just a few cents and Isaac got $200.
But I mean, imagine doing this on a few cents every single time as a few cents. That goes by quick.
Okay, so like just playing one card per each cent.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Yeah. Oh, I get
Bingo.
It. Yeah.
That's what I would say.
That's a bar.
Come on.
I
love saying
question?
That. I say that whenever I get the
I think that's all of them, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gavin told me, like, off camera that we were doing, like, multiple segments this episode. Like, probably, like, three or four or something.
We'll try to do them sometimes, but honestly, if the conversation is just flowing, we'll skip all those segments.
These are basically all segments.
They're basically just backups.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All the conversations.
Yeah, and was the freestyling one of them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we got to end the episode with one whenever
That's
the time
true.
Comes. But you, it's
Seth,
also
if you were to have your own podcast, what would you do differently than what we do?
I would basically invite small creators that somehow like pop up on my For You page, and I would just DM them to invite them to the podcast and I would ask them good music questions and gaming questions or something else.
Yeah.
Like interview, you would interview. Yeah,
like
interview, people.
Like yeah. remotely, like over like a Zoom call or something, or were you trying
either a Zoom call or me and the creator just meets IRL.
Yeah. Nice. That's smart.
What's IRL?
In real life. In real life.
In real life.
There's 25 and you didn't know that.
Literally 25.
He's so dense.
Oh my God.
Nah, I was messing.
We still love him though.
Wow.
I was messing. I know what IRL is.
Did you see they chose the new Pope today?
Oh yeah.
I've it's heard of that. I've heard of that. The trailer for this is like pretty cool.
For what?
The Chosen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned The Chosen.
Oh, they chose. Oh. They chosen the new
chose
pope.
A new pope.
Oh.
Like the Catholics, they oh, come together.
Oh, I thought, you,
for
I thought you said The Chosen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is pretty good though.
It's a good show.
I've been watching that.
What is it called when they meet together?
Cardinals.
No, but it's Cardinals, but they're.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I don't know.
And then they light smoke from the Sistine Chapel and when you like pain, oh my gosh. When the Pope was elected, conclave.
Conclave, yeah.
But they change their name to something when they become a Pope.
Really?
Yeah. Like his name isn't Leo.
Yeah, that's
like
weird.
Robert or something. But he's from Chicago. They change it to reflect like their mission.
He's from Chi-Town.
I was looking it up. Pope Francis, his real name is Jorge. He's from Argentina. But he changed it to Pope Francis because like after some Saint Francis who was like big into like focusing on like people that are impoverished, like cared a lot about like that stuff. Huh. And so that's what Pope Francis's like whole mission was that.
That's cool, okay.
Did he do it?
I don't know, man. I don't really pay attention to that. What does this even mean? King of the Catholics?
Yeah, it really confuses me. That's and did you see? I saw like outside of their building, they had like crowds gathered, like so many people. And as soon as the smoke went, they all started going crazy. It was like the New Year's, like everyone started kissing each other and stuff. Yeah, it's so wild.
Sounds like Catholics.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. But maybe he'll do
because he was elected. They started kissing.
He changed his name to Leo. He's like Pope Leo the 14th because he like after Leo the 13th who was like a social reformer or whatever social
what
justice
does that mean?
Had a focus on social justice is what it was
talking about. How is social justice
I don't know work? I don't know
interesting
we're like focusing I don't really know exactly what he's gonna do but he's an American the first American Pope
that's cool.
Yeah.
From Chi-Town.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He's like the leader of more people than the U.S. president.
Yeah.
There's more Catholics than they're all United States citizens. So he's like probably not more influential because
yeah.
it's not
how many people do anything. Really
he can't really do anything. Yeah. But it's like technically you're the leader of like technically no, because he's not the most powerful man because
Supreme Pastor.
Okay. Guiding over 1.3 billion Catholics through teachings, liturgical practices, and moral directives.
So I guess it's 1.3 billion, cool. So an eighth of the population of the earth
yeah,
is Catholic?
That's how many Catholics? No way.
There's no way.
I've met like 4 Catholics ever.
Yeah. Have you met any Catholics?
Oh, wait, what are Catholics again?
It's like a type of Christian.
Is it?
But they also...
Like, have you seen Nacho Libre?
Oh, just a bit of it. I fell asleep through half of it.
Oh, yeah, boring. Me too.
Well, never mind.
The nuns, like a nun is Catholic.
Oh, I probably never seen one in real life, but I've met like so many Christians in my lifetime.
Yeah, that's true.
Same.
Yeah, including the ones that were in like IHOP and in Foreigner Church. Yeah. But sadly, Foreigner Church got shut down because of the whole Mike Bigel situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember that.
What's your favorite book of the Bible?
I would probably say like the book of Esther.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just really like that story, like just Esther like a telling the king about like a Haman like trying to kill all the Jews.
Mm-hmm. She stopped it.
Yeah.
It's only because she was beautiful though, like low key. That's kind of how he caught her eye.
I talked about this whole action thing. And you're just talking about her being beautiful.
Yeah, well, they say in the Bible that she was beautiful and caught his eye. So, but maybe that was God's hand making her beautiful.
Yeah, that was like her in because uh-huh. She was like the most. They had like a whole process
like
of
the fairest maiden in the land.
Because yeah,
something.
His previous wife like did something disrespectful, and so he like executed or something, and then was like,
no, probably
they had
just
a competition.
Like Bannister.
Bannister, yeah.
Banished.
And then they took like people, like every single city in the whole kingdom, like chose like their most beautiful women. And then those women went to the like actual like place, and they selected one person out of those women, and she was like the most suitable out of all of those.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Good for her.
Good for her, I guess.
Huh. The fairest maiden in all the land.
Oh, and then the whole thing with Mordecai, Seth, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
where Mordecai, there were Haman, like, cousin. Haman, like, disrespects Mordecai and, like,
yeah,
hates him.
Yeah, Haman just hates the whole family.
Yeah, and then Haman ends up being hanged because something Mordecai, because it was reported that he was, like, what was it? Anyways, great story, and I don't remember that much, but it
Didn't you go to the Esther play in Branson?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom literally has footage of that on her phone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I would like to go up there. I've never
Branson
been
to Branson. Would be fun.
The theater's like so big.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like bigger than an average movie theater.
Yeah, nice.
And nice. Everywhere of the show is like on both of your sides, and it's in front of you. And there was also like a real horse like going through the crowd.
Probably not as big as a studio though.
Obviously not.
All right.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You got to fly out early tomorrow.
Yes, so I do.
Yeah,
we got to get you to
up,
bed.
Sorry.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
This was fun having you on. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Are we going to do a freestyle?
I think, we got to do a little freestyle.
Yeah, do a little freestyle. Also, before the freestyle, I just want to say, Red Bull, if you are watching this, please sponsor these guys.
Please. Yes. Thank you, Seth.
Is there any message you want to give everybody right now? This is your last chance.
I will say if any of my fans and the Gas Boys fans are watching this, just like no matter how hard life gets, just stay positive no matter what, and you can just do anything that you want to do to pursue your dreams, whether you want to be a basketball player, football player, baseball player, rapper, singer, whatever you want to do, just go and do it. It's your world. You got to do it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Bang.
Nice. That's good. That's really inspiring.
Anything you want to say to your mom?
Mom, I love you, and I really hope that you enjoyed this whole podcast episode, and I'm excited to watch it with you soon.
Nice.
Awesome.
This one's for you, Colleen. Gavin, you got it first.
Okay. Yeah, you got it first.
You got to warm him up.
Vasani keeping us cool in the studio. Hot today. Oh, don't want to bake like a potato. Oh, we got Seth in the studio.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Bake like a potato. Bake like a potato. Potato.
Don't get baked, keep your brain clean.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Drinking Red Bull, keeping us lean.
Ooh.
Working so hard, gotta clean. Studio gotta stay neat and clean and free. It's hot in here. Seth, he's gonna speak clear. Time to go. Seth, hit it. Oh, sorry, that was a bad spot.
Almost.
Ready?
Almost.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Everything's always refreshing like water and sparkling water. And we... Oh, gosh.
This is tough.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah. Always coming up with other stuff like everything else on a dry erase board. Writing stuff down and we coming up with topics and segments in the studio. Everything in here right now looks amazing, including the Red Bull cans. Just like their old sponsor, the AHA sparkling water cans, used to be part of the background.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
To everyone, I love you all forever. And I hope you all have a great day. And I will see you all in the next one.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.
Peace out. All right. That was good. Not as strong as the first one, but
as strong. Yeah, but I'll take it.
That's how freestyling goes. That's life.
Yeah, that'll get a laugh out of my family for sure.
There you go.
Probably funnier than Isaac.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. See you next time.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.